have lived as if in a trance. We have lived as people in fear. And now, our rights and our freedoms in peril, we slowly awaken to learn that we have been afraid of the wrong thing. We'll have to conclude this president does not have any idea what he's doing, and that other Americans will have to die for that reason.
I don't witness the path, the wrath of a killer. Senseless, ruthless, couldn't get any realer. When a young girl gets into a young death, her crime was an innocence. Take a deep breath, cause the words about to come forth from my mouth will create tear drops of blood. There's not a doubt in my mind that a rape is a crime, punishable by death, but not to the one who's crying and left bleeding. Not to the one who's 16 and still dreaming, you sick fucks. Dictatorship spread amongst the masses. Propaganda like a sitcom, suffering is us. Is just some fake terms for who gets to live and who gets to burn. When you choose to stand, our cheeks are too bruised to turn from the big sides, and now you got a plan.
It feels like we're suffocating.
Suffocating, and I can't breathe. No trust, cause the system will deceive. And you can fade away, you're never to be seen.
Must now be branded as propaganda, for even the president cannot truly feel that very many people still believe him to be competent in this area, let alone the decider.
Can you tell me about a stress-free world amongst corruption? I test these words. I felt the hate, rejected, but stayed calm. Little by little, associated with the bomb. My weapon of choice is the rhymes. I speak freely, unveil the truth, collect respect easy. With much scrutiny, I walk these streets, cause I chose the road less traveled, a lot of heat, bearing on my back, cause I must stand. Materialism and the epidemic of hate. Take the future in your own hands. Don't leave it to fate now.
That is what this sacrifice has been for. To continue this senseless war. You have dressed it up in the clothing first of a hunt for weapons of mass destruction, then of liberation, then of regional imperative, then of oil prices, and now in these new terms of sacrifice. It's like a damned game of color forms, isn't it, sir? This senseless, endless war. But it has not been senseless in two ways, at least. It has succeeded, Mr. Bush, has it not, in enabling you to deaden the collective mind of this country to the pointlessness of endless war against the wrong people, in the wrong place, at the wrong time. It has gotten many of us used to the idea, the virtual white noise, a conflict far away, of the deaths of young Americans, of vague sacrifice for some fluid cause, too complicated to be interpreted, except in the terms of the very important sounding, but ultimately meaningless phrase, the war on terror.